to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm watching CNN, and at the top of the hour, their lead story is how groups are pushing the White House for their secret beer recipe. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty, getting back to some more serious news, which is what you come here for. As I mentioned before the station break, Russian lawmakers are moving to place the Central Bank of Russia under government control, and specifically for the government to decide what the interest rates are going to be for lending within Russia. And so-called financial experts are saying, this is ridiculous, this is hilarious, you know. But the Russian government, specifically the Duma, is saying that the Central Bank of Russia has come under the control of the United States and other central banks around the world and is attempting to impose on Russia the same kind of private central banking that has wrecked the United States of America. And Russia is looking over here at how the private central banks have wrecked the United States and most of Europe, and they are saying, we're not going to let that happen here. We're going to have the central bank under firm government control, and we will decide what's best for the nation as a whole. So anybody who's out there provoked to hilarity by the statement of the Duma, they are no expert. They are a propagandist for Wall Street. And this may be one of the reasons we're seeing this push to try and start a war with Russia. Same thing they did with Libya. 2 years ago, Muammar Gaddafi was everybody's buddy. Reformed terrorist. He was getting along with Israel. He was doing all these incredible works of civil engineering inside Libya. He was turning Libya green, one of history's largest aqueduct system. And it was just an amazing piece of civil engineering. And then all of a sudden, Gaddafi starts talking about a gold dinar and a state-controlled central bank, and the invasion is on, and Gaddafi is killed, and Libya's back again where they're supposed to be, in the clutches of a private central bank. And so the United States, not even the United States, the banking cartel, the real root of all evil on planet Earth, the private central banks are saying, well, we've got to go into Russia and put them back in line with our goal of the New World Order and a fascist global dictatorship here. And again, I'd like to remind everybody that war with Russia is going to involve nuclear weapons. And they got them, a lot of them. And they've got the rockets to get over here. And for all the talk we hear about the missile shield the United States has put up, and all the money they've spent to protect us from incoming missiles, whether they be Russian, Chinese, or terrorist. The testing has not been very reassuring. There's a lot of misses there. And the reality is that Russia's latest generation of MIRV warheads are maneuverable. They are no longer ballistic. And the entire U.S. missile shield is based on the detection and interception of a ballistic inbound object, one that is following a very predictable parabolic curve from launch point to destination, where they can get a radar lock on it. That hasn't worked out too well. We've got this floating giant radar out here in Pearl Harbor that it never seems to really work right. And then you get one of these anti-missiles to basically intersect the track. And even that has not worked out very well. But Russia's newest warheads, and I presume they've already sold them to China, they maneuver. They dipsy doodle. They swing around and change course all the time. So a ballistic intercept is impossible. And that's why this is a mistake to keep pushing this whole situation. And when we come back from this next commercial break, there are more and more indications that a lot of the problems taking place in Russia right now are, in fact, covert U.S. destabilization efforts. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Working two jobs has never seemed to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him, the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about events inside Russia, and we're starting to see indications that the U.S. is actually conducting a campaign of destabilization within Russia ahead of a potential attempt at a coup d'etat or an overthrow from within. Nobody wants to go to head-to-head in an outright nuclear war, but that's what they're risking doing. So we've been seeing all these shootings and bombings in Gishwatia and Dagestan, and it's basically a repeat of a pattern we've seen before. You send in covert operatives to start committing acts of terror to get the people unhappy with their government, and then you go in and you have other agent provocateurs saying, it's time for a new government, we're going to kick out this Putin and his people who hate the money junkies, and they don't understand that banks are supposed to control the economy. And it does look more and more like this is just a continuation of that whole neocon century of perpetual war, of attempting to bring the new world order to the entire planet. And we already know what the new world order is. It is a continuation of the Federal Reserve on a global scale. A gigantic global central bank that issues all of the world's currency as a loan at interest. enslaving the entire globe to permanent debt. That's what they're trying to do here. And they're risking blowing up the entire world to do it. Because they've got their bunkers. Yeah, we screwed up. The whole world is radioactive. We're going to go down into our bunkers here for a couple of years, you know, with our Blu-ray library and our cases of scotch. And, you know, we're taking a couple of hookers down there with us to keep us happy. And the rest of you, sorry about that. But, you know, there were too many of you anyway. You useless eaters, you. All right, I want to talk a little bit about Tropical Storm Isaac. They're spending a lot of attention on it. There are the predictive track is basically going to take it right across Tampa. And Tampa is an area where, because of local topology, even a heavy thunderstorm can shut the place down because of flooding. They don't have adequate drainage under those streets. And I remember I was in Tampa one time under some under what I thought was a moderate rainstorm compared to some others I've seen. And it was gridlocked. It was just absolutely horrible. So Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn is saying, yeah, if this thing is going to hit, they may just tell the Republican convention you got to delay or you got to go someplace else. But I noticed rather interesting, looking at the predictive track, it looks like the storm is going to arrive just after Ron Paul has his event on Sunday night. And then we'll slam into the GOP convention just as it opens its door. So for those of you who believe in the imaginary playmate up in the clouds, maybe this is a message. I know the GOP makes a big show of alliance with heavenly forces. And, you know, they do what they do because God told them to do it. We're going to slap around the gays because God says they're bad. And we're going to take away abortions because God says that bad. And we're going to go kill the Iranians because God told us to. Talk about the revival of theocracy, so forth and so on. Tampa is getting ready for the convention. Apparently, the crisis with Ron Paul has been resolved. I think Ron Paul has basically come to accept there is no way they're going to let him have the nomination. And he's going to be gracious about it. He doesn't want to cause problems. Apparently, the GOP is now going to have some kind of a minor tribute to him, you know, to soften feelings here and try and win back the Paul supporters. And basically, they're eulogizing the vanquished. They did everything they could to kill him. And now that he is safely dead, they're going to say, what a noble adversary he was and what he brought to the movement. And it's not going to work. We understand the GOP leadership blocked the candidate the Republican voters wanted. And we are not going to forgive them for that. But Mayor Buckhorn is concerned that there might still be some upset among Republican voters who realize their party leadership isn't listening to them. And so police officers from all over South Florida are being sent to Tampa. Apparently, so are strippers. The strip clubs are expecting golden times here with the Republicans in town. So they're bringing girls in from all over the state, and presumably so are the bordellos. Apparently, there is a gay bathhouse near the convention site that has advertised free admission for any Republican convention goers who care to come in and do whatever it is they do in the gay bathhouses. What do they know that we don't know? Oh, my goodness. Now, there is still a wild card out there, and it's Caribou Barbie. We are hearing some concern that Sarah Palin may be trying her own in run around to force the convention to be a brokered convention, to basically deny Mitt Romney that first ballot victory, which would seal the deal and condemn us all to perpetual war on Israel's enemies. So there's still some back channel stuff going on. Maybe she thinks if she can get Ron Paul back running that he'll choose her as his vice president, which I don't think would do any better for Ron Paul than it did for John McCain here. The current situation here is that Massachusetts has agreed to reinstate 5 of the Ron Paul delegates instead of the original 17. This denies Massachusetts delegation a plurality and achieves the end of making sure Ron Paul will not be on that ballot. The Maine delegates are saying no deal. You send all of our delegates are going to create a huge stink about this. And apparently up in Maine, a radio host up there is reporting 42 people who were not even at the delegate nominating convention have been notified by the state GOP party to be prepared to go to Tampa. So it's just outright theft is what's going on here. And they did it. We know they did it. We saw the ace up the sleeve. We saw the trapdoor the rabbit came out of. Now, yesterday we were talking about a last-second attempt by the Republican National Committee to change the rules so that it would take 15 state plurality to put Ron Paul on the ballot, which would render all these other discussions completely moot. Well, that didn't go over very well. There was an immediate backlash against it. So the RNC tried to do the rule from 5 states to 10 states, which still puts it safely out of Ron Paul's reach. That apparently also failed. I think the Republican rank and file have just had it with all of this game playing, because Ron Paul had immense grassroots support. Mitt Romney's support is all corporations and political machine, and the Republican voters, major percentage of them, we still don't know because all the numbers were being obfuscated. Every one of those Republicans who wanted Ron Paul now knows for an absolute certainty that the leadership of the Republican Party is only interested in their campaign donations and their vote. And other than that, we don't need you. We're not interested in what you have to say. We don't care who you want. Our job is to decide who the nominee will be, not you. What do you think this is, a democracy? And apparently, still concerned and paranoid that there might be something unexpected, apparently the delegate vote is going to be rushed up right to the start of the convention on Monday. Try and get it over with, make Romney the anointed candidate, and the controversy will be over. So, again, comment to all of you Republican voters. The GOP leadership sees you as a problem because you won't go along quietly and support the candidate they decide you should have. So, don't be a problem for the GOP any longer. Leave the party. Join another party, any party. The Green Party, the Freedom Party, the Apathy Party. I joined the Anarchist Party, but I can't seem to find any application forms anywhere. But there's no question that this campaign season, it is setting records for dirty dealing and machine politics, the like of which we have not seen for at least a century in this country. Now, interesting little story, because remember what I was saying before regarding financial reporting figures being like an airplane cockpit, and if the instruments are being dicked with, you can't make a good choice where the airplane is going. That also applies to this. Apparently, the Justice Department has joined in a lawsuit against the Gallup organization, which alleges the polling company has been filing false claims on contracts with the U.S. Mint, the State Department, and various other government agencies. So I guess Gallup has been rigging more than just their polls. Remember that one they came out with a few days ago? In fact, I think it was last week, where they said 57% of Americans think the TSA is doing a great job. And even the online poll right on that same article had about 5% of respondents saying the TSA is doing a good job. So Gallup is a crooked organization from top to bottom. And they need to go away and make way for a polling organization with a sense of honesty and accuracy and fairness to the general public. But I've been saying it all along. There are two kinds of polls. There are the internal polls, which actually do measure what people are thinking and are reported to heads of corporations and political operatives. And then there are the external polls, which are polls that are created to publicize. And those polls are not designed to measure what you're thinking. They're designed to convince you what you should be thinking. 57% approve of the TSA. Oh, all right, I guess they must be doing a good job. Yuck, 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 yuck. That's basically what it is. Polls don't measure public opinion. They attempt who created. And Gallup has been caught rigging its contracts with various government agencies. They're being sued now. Gallup's credibility is a big, fat zero. Now, if you have a smartphone, apparently there is a new game out there. The Obama and Romney fight it out, including real fist fights in the Oval Office. And it's aimed at young people as part of the Get Out the Vote to get kids, you know, I say kids, you know, young voters, to the polls this election season. And what I find amazing about this is this game is encouraging people to go to the polls, but it's not educating them what these two candidates actually want. And kids, both these candidates want to put you in a uniform, give you an M16, and send you to die in wars on Israel's enemies. So there are better things to put on your smartphone. We'll be right back.
If you're you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free, 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now, 800-537-1339.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. I guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to talk a little bit about this nonsense about Osama bin Laden and how President Obama is attempting to exploit last year's hoax as a campaign flag. I'm the man who got bin Laden, and he's waving it around. Most of the SEAL team members who actually took part in the, well, let's put it politely, the confiscation of the body, are now dead because of a strange and unexplained helicopter accident. A lot of the other SEAL members who were familiar with the situation are basically calling Obama to account for his attempting to take credit for all of this. And so it's perhaps not surprisingly that a new book is coming out by a SEAL team member who is using an anonymous pen name, which tells us it's probably written by some public relations flack, about the heroic raid that got bin Laden. And a lot of people are not buying this. In fact, David Letterman put on his own ersatz ad on his show, what really happened to bin Laden. And thanks for the little nod, David. I appreciate it. Now, let's back up here and talk a little bit about what was going on. First of all, the SEALs did not go in to get bin Laden. It was the Pakistani troops who attacked a house thinking that terrorists were in there. They shot up the place. And after it was all over and this old man inside was dead, some of the neighbors said, we think that might have been bin Laden living in there. Now, we all know the real bin Laden died in December of 2001 of natural causes. It was reported in all of the foreign press. His funeral announcement was all over the Middle Eastern media. Even Fox News admitted at one point that bin Laden was dead. And all of the bin Ladens that have been waved at you ever since were manufactured frauds, wagging the dog, wagging the dead guy. So Pakistan attacks this house. They think we got bin Laden. The news races up the private government communications channels, and somebody in the White House said, we got to grab him and say, we did it. And so they send in the SEALs. They basically grab this dead body away from the Pakistani military. They crash a helicopter in the process, and they get up in the air, and Obama has gone on TV saying, we got bin Laden. Am I not great? And then word basically comes down, we don't think this is bin Laden. So they dump the body in the ocean, and they start putting out, they leak out on the internet all of these photos looking like a dead bin Laden in the custody of the U.S. military, and every single one of them are fakes. And I have an article posted on the front of whatreallyhappened.com, a gallery of fake dead bin Laden. Please take it, copy it, use it, send it everywhere. Because every one of those photos are fakes. We show how they're made. And it's really obvious they're not even good fakes. If the people who made those bin Laden pictures applied to my company to work in visual effects, I wouldn't hire them. It's high school level at best, especially the passport that was altered to try and claim they got one of bin Laden's wives. So it's a big joke. And Obama is trying to wave it around that he's a hero. And there's this ridiculous plastic toy showing President Obama standing over the dead body of bin Laden. And I'd love to have one as an example of imperial arrogance, except they're a little too expensive, and I don't even know if they're available anymore. But even setting aside the fact that there's no way of knowing who that guy actually was outside of the words of the word of the government, you don't doubt the word of the government. Heck yeah, I do. After all the lies and everything. But President Obama was nowhere near Pakistan. He was in the White House, and they put out that photo of President Obama and his advisors watching this live-action, real-time raid that got bin Laden, like they're somehow in control of this whole thing. And by the way, on the official photo put out, all the laptops on the table where they're supposed to be working and coordinating this whole thing, none of them are turned on. The screens are all black. It was all staged. It's all fake. It's all an illusion here. And so I'm very angry that after all the lies that have been exposed coming from the United States government, that they continue to lie. And as I said earlier in the show, they don't know what else to do. They can't start telling the truth. The whole thing will come apart. Every administration inherits and has to maintain the accumulated lies from every administration before it until you reach a point where the sheer weight, all the lies being maintained, collapses the government, which is what happened to the Soviet Union. And so, again, go to my website, whatreallyhappened.com, take a look at a gallery of fake dead bin Ladens, and you will see inside, step by step, how those fake photos were made. And President Obama is going to be waving this around that he's the man who got bin Laden. It was the Pakistanis who killed the old man. And it was a case of mistaken identity saying who they thought it was. And by the time they found out they didn't have bin Laden, because the real bin Laden's been dead and buried for a long, long time, they couldn't back off and say, whoops, mistaken identity. It isn't the crime that gets you, it's the cover-up. Richard Nixon. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, Paul Ryan is out there speechifying and trying to prove that he has what it takes to be vice president, which actually isn't a whole heck of a lot, because all you really do is sit around the Senate to break ties. John Adams called it the most boring job in the government. The only reason to be vice president is it builds your credentials for an eventual run for that top job. The only real upside to the vice president is you've got your own bunker under the vice president's mansion that Dick Cheney built, and there's a really cool telescope on the property. If you love astronomy, you can walk over at night and say, "Hi, guys, can I take a look at whatever?" So Paul Ryan is out there, and he's trying to sort of fluff up his foreign policy credentials. And he made this ridiculous statement that he voted for war in Congress. That's his foreign policy credentials. He voted for war. We're going to mess with the rest of the world. Now, setting aside this incredible stretch from a voting Congress to actual experience dealing with other nations, I would remind Paul Ryan that a successful foreign policy achieves its aims while avoiding a war. So voting for war was, in effect, an admission that whatever foreign policy effort he was tinkering with failed. War is the continuation of politics by other means, von Clausewitz. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Rachel Corrie. It has been 9 years since Rachel Corrie, who was protesting the illegal demolition of Palestinian homes, was run over by a bulldozer. And then the bulldozer backed over her, which sort of makes this whole Israeli excuse. It was an accident, really. Same excuse they used with the USS Liberty. And, of course, she died of the injuries. And it's been, excuse me, it's been 9 years. And Rachel Corrie's parents, unable to get any kind of an answer from the United States government that they pay taxes to take care of themselves, has resorted to the civil courts. And it's taken 9 years to bring this to trial. And they're expecting a verdict possibly next week. And it is a reminder that Israel just thinks they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And certainly in the realm of national politics, they can. They can kill U.S. citizens with impunity. They did it not only with Rachel Corrie. They did it when they intercepted the humanitarian fleet in international waters. And they killed 8 of the aid workers, one of whom was a 19-year-old kid from New York City. And the U.S. government did absolutely nothing about it. They ran up to the United Nations and said, it's cool, Israel can kill all the Americans they want. We don't have a problem with that, really. The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Dan Shapiro, has acknowledged to the Corrie family that Israel's investigation into the incident was completely unsatisfactory. Their explanation that it was an accident lacked credibility. They're trying to claim that the driver of the bulldozer couldn't see what was in front of him. Anybody who's ever driven a bulldozer knows you don't put that thing into gear until you know exactly what you're aimed at. Now, here's a little science and health news. We're coming up on the top of the hour where Don Wiskin from Extendivite is going to be joining us here. Apparently, the former CEO of McDonald's just died of colon cancer. He was 44 years old. And 44 years of age is too young to die of anything, especially colon cancer, unless you're in the U.S. military, and then, of course, you're expected to die at 20 in war on Israel's enemies. But a lot of people are going to be pointing at this and saying that a lot of the food product and food-like chemicals that are being used in America's fast food restaurants are not good for you. They are there to increase profit, to boost the longevity of the food, to boost profit, and it's not a good, healthy diet. You know, there are chemicals in there to make it taste better. There are chemicals in there to actually make you want to eat more. We know that aspartame, far from being a diet product, makes you crave carbohydrates and want to eat more. We know that monosodium glutamate, which is sold as a flavor enhancer, disrupts that signal in the brain that says, I have eaten enough, so that you will eat more. In a planet already beset by famine, and with food prices skyrocketing here in the United States of America because of the collapse of the irrigation system out west, food corporations still put chemicals in your food to make you want to eat more, so that you will buy more and they will make more money. And they don't care if there is a health hazard, because the enforcement from the government side is simply non-existent. A couple of other stories here as we round out the hour. Apparently the head football coach at Minnesota State University was arrested Tuesday on charges of child pornography. Apparently they arrested him right on the practice field. And he's had to leave his coaching position since then. Maybe it's part of the breakdown of society. People just don't feel they need to abide by the rules. They can go with their first instinct because that's what our leadership is doing. Maybe, just maybe, the nation's educational system needs to stop propping up sports because it's visible and it's ego and it's vanity and, you know, it generates revenues from ticket sales. Maybe we need to stop worrying about that and get back to the business of education. Learning how to throw a football is not educational. Very, very few people actually get paid to throw football. I think our educational system needs to put the emphasis back on math, science, engineering, logic, and maybe we need to start cutting off the funding for a target-rich environment for aged jocks. Our educational system is not educating. It is creating the illusion of education. You go and you sit and you do as you're told. You get a little paper ticket that says you're now educated and you're now smart. And yet we know from comparison of American academic testing scores with those of other countries, education is declining as rapidly as the quality of medical care. Now, there's another story that has come out, and this may be in response to recent proclamations by Apple that it is the most valuable computer company in America, ahead of yet another possible pump-and-dump stock offering. But apparently there is an expose that came out of one of the Apple stores that, contrary to this very crafted, polished front appearance of young, hip kids eager to help you buy and use your products, that the actual behavior of the employees and the management is almost out of control. And they're pointing out, statistically, it's harder to get a job at the Apple store than it is to get into some of the Ivy League schools, and yet somehow they're staffed by some very questionable people. And apparently, this store manager in this expose was trading Macintosh computers in exchange for plastic surgery. They were using computer components as skateboards. Apparently, store employees would deliberately smash their iPhones so they could get a replacement of the newer model. And if you read this article, and it's still on the front of whatreallyhappened.com, it's quite a shocking picture compared to what you think Apple is all about. Huge amounts of waste, internal theft, misappropriation of equipment. And I understand what's going on here, because it is unreasonable to expect kids to act like adults when they see all the world's leaders acting like children. Every hierarchical organization, whether it's a corporation or a government, eventually assumes the manners and morals and ethics of those at the very, very top. And if you have corrupted government, you have corrupted business, and eventually you have corrupted people. And I think that's what all these stories are telling us, that our society, the American society, is already breaking down, that people are abandoning those core assumptions of what it takes to make a society work. And everybody's just out doing what they feel like, grabbing for themselves as much as they can, because they're emulating what they see America's top leaders doing, whether it's Wall Street CEOs looting their own companies for billions of dollars, or looting the taxpayer, or the government enriching and aggrandizing itself while they allow the rest of the country to deteriorate and rot away and crumble around them. And so all of these stories, whether it's child porn and child sexual abuse by coaches or clergy, or people in stores just misbehaving, all of it is a symptom that the United States of America is already starting to fall apart. The social contract that holds us all together and theoretically guides us in the same direction is crumbling. And it's not something that can be fixed with a bandage. It's not something where you can stand up and say, we must restore this set of values to guide America. It's not going to work. Society is a voluntary commitment by the citizens who live within it, that we're all going to abide by a certain set of rules that are good for society as a whole. And in a mature republic, we expect our business leaders and our government to abide by the same rules. And when we see government leaders and politicians breaking those rules with impunity, without punishment, without arrest, then the social contract is broken. People start thinking, well, if they can get away with it, I can. It's definitely not true, but they can be forgiven for thinking that. And so as I look at all these young people who are getting out of school with all these student loans, and the jobs that they thought they were going to have just don't exist anymore, and they're having to work in retail, I don't approve of what they're doing and how they're behaving, but I understand it. These kids are not stupid. They understand the country they are being left by our generation is seriously, seriously screwed up. And they don't see any reason for them to go along with that social contract that held this nation together for 200 years. And I think this story about the Apple store, I'm sure it's being repeated across the country in all kinds of stores. And it's withheld from the public because the stores have a public image they worry about. But I'm sure it's happening everywhere. And it is another symptom that our government, in its greed and ineptness and its sellout to Wall Street and Israel and the war machine, has broken the social contract. It broke it when it got caught lying to the American people. Because the government is not allowed to lie to the American people. Lying is not actually covered by the First Amendment, although courts say it is with regard to political speech. We're in a very weird place here where those who tell the truth, like this Marine, get locked up. Politicians can get up and tell lies, and it's considered protected speech under the First Amendment. That's not what it is. Along with the right to freedom of speech granted by the Constitution came the responsibility that when you speak out, that you're speaking what is true and factual. Lies are not protected by the First Amendment, nor should the truth be punished by sedition laws or national security. The contract is broken. The government is not allowed to lie to you. The Tenth Amendment says they can't simply assume that. And when the government lies to you, it breaks that contract between the American people and the government, between the American people and those they allow to temporarily manage the nation. A government that lies to the people, whether it's about the assassination of John F. Kennedy or torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin or 9/11 or Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, they're acting unconstitutionally and illegally, and they delegitimize themselves. So it's a symptom. Our nation is already starting to crumble and fall apart. And I don't think we'll get our nation and our social contract back in order until there is a new government, because everybody understands intuitively we can't trust the current government. We can't trust our counterparty. There's been way too much fraud by the government against the people, by Wall Street against the people. In order to have a valid social contract to pull our society back together and move forward, we need to have a government that we can trust to tell us the truth and be honest with us. And we need a banking system and a financial industry that understands they too are bound by the same rules. The laws and justice must apply to all equally, or it's just another form of political repression. I can steal trillions of dollars and get away with it, but if you rob a 7-Eleven, you're going to jail. That's not justice. That's not law. That's order. The Nazis were real big on order, but it's not justice. Anyway, apparently up in Stockholm, now that we're heading into autumn, they basically come out and said that out of the entire summer of 2012, they only had 6 days that had summer-like weather. So all this talk about global warming and it's getting hot and everything's, again, the actual indications are the planet is continuing to cool. CO2 emissions in the United States of America are at a 20-year low, and part of it may be awareness of carbon emissions, and part of it may simply be that all the factories are shut down, and people are driving less because of the cost of fuel. And so you can't have it both ways. If CO2 emissions have actually declined in the United States of America, then you can't blame them for any warming that you claim is out there. It's just a big scam, just a big, huge scam. Now, over in South Korea, very interesting court ruling. South Korea's Constitutional Court, that's their equivalent of the United States Supreme Court, has ruled that a law requiring online contributors to use their real names is unconstitutional because it undermines free speech. And in particular, South Korea's court wants to protect whistleblowers who are trying to come forward with corporate and government malfeasance and make it public. quite a contrast to here in the free United States of America, where the government continues to operate and work against whistleblowers, to punish them, to silence them, to shut them down. And that goes all the way back to TWA 800, which was shot down by accident in a military test off the coast of Long Island. And almost immediately, President Clinton signed an executive order rescinding whistleblower protection for all of the military units involved in the recovery of the debris. Said, if you say anything you know, you will go to jail and you will never get out. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a member just posted a very disturbing story at whatreallyhappened.com. I just promoted it to the front page. The FBI and the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, are warning that anarchist extremists may use improvised explosive devices to disrupt the conventions. And I would not at all be surprised to see that happen. Because even though apparently Ron Paul has been put back in his place, Mitt Romney needs to somehow get Ron Paul's supporters to come back into the fold. And I can't speak for the rest of Ron Paul's supporters, but I'm not interested. You know, you don't get to pull the dirty tricks that you pull against my particular favorite candidate and expect me to forget about it and say, oh, all right, I'll come back and I'll support Mitt Etch-a-Sketch Romney. It's not going to happen. I'll vote for my wife before I vote for Mitt Romney, or Obama for that matter. Frankly, I think she'd make a better president than either of those two bozos. But we're seeing this warning here, and we've been seeing more warnings about false flags, whether it's going to be blamed on anarchists or the Muslims or anything like that. And the Republican leadership may be thinking, and I mentioned this last week, if there is some kind of a big bang at the convention that can be blamed on the Ron Paul supporters, to so demonize Ron Paul and his supporters, that his supporters will say they don't want to admit they were part of his group and they'll flock back to the Republican Party so they can say, we're on the good side of this thing. Burning of the Reichstag kind of stuff. But the fact that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are out there saying they aren't anarchists, they're coming to disrupt the conventions and so forth and so on. Maybe it's to take our minds off the fact of that gay bathhouse offering free admission to all the GOP convention goers or something. It's kind of an ugly, ugly situation there. And again, we're basically seeing the government backed into a corner where they need a big bang for virtually anything that they want to do right now, because we, the American people, we're not listening to them anymore because we've been lied to so much. And when a government cannot steer their population, I don't want to use the word control, but when government and the population are at such a level of distrust, the government is effectively non-functional. If there were a real emergency or catastrophe, 100% factual truth, and the government came out and said, this is what's going on, and the government told 100% truth of what was going on, nobody would believe them. We've been lied to too many times. The government couldn't survive a genuine emergency, whether it's a genuine invasion or a genuine pandemic or a genuine anything. The public would not believe them. We wouldn't dare. We don't want to be made a fool of again. And so all they can do is do a big bang and try and scare us back into obedience. I don't think that'll work either, but it seems to be what they're at least considering. If we can make them doubt they'll be believed, they'll call it off. Doubt remains our most potent weapon against the plotters of false flag attacks. We'll be back after this station break with Don Wiskin of Extendivite.
Are you against